We're here today lovingly standing in the broad road of heresy, sin, and wickedness to warn our neighbor about this false Christianity. Bob Lentz, running Life Fest, is bringing in the pagan Roman Catholic Mass every day. Bob Lentz says it's his mentor. They preach a false gospel here. The American church promoting it is worldly, carnal. You can't be of the world in how you act, live, dress, talk, and claim Jesus, folks. Look in the mirror, test your life. You're worldly, you're outside of the kingdom of God. You're false converts in a goat farm system, not the sheep of God. Sheep of God follow him in holiness and obedience. Crosses hanging on you, t-shirts, bumper stickers means nothing before a holy God. Your church system is going to be destroyed at the second coming in flaming fire because it's outside of the truth of God. The American church system and Life Fest and everything it represents with the carnal music, this is not worship of God. This is entertainment of your flesh. It's carnality. You cannot please God in your flesh. You must walk in spirit and truth. Jesus did not die and shed his blood and be beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised so you could live a life of entertainment, so that you could live in carnality and flesh, so that you could walk in every carnal, false way. Jesus did not die for that. Jesus died to make people holy. You're not holy if you're like the world, folks. If your heart and mind has been transformed, you repent and you come out of the world. And it changes your entire life, not just where you are on Sunday. It changes how you act, talk, dress, how you spend your time, your associations, how you spend your money. It changes what you practice. You'll test the pagan ways of Christmas, Easter, Roman Catholicism that is linked right here. They bring the Mass in here every day. By coming here, you're united to the Roman Catholic system, approving of its blasphemy against our holy God. The Pope is a murderous man. Roman Catholics murdered 50 million people in the Dark Ages. Bob Lentz, the founder here, promotes the Roman Catholicism. Jesus said you cannot worship God in your false man-made traditions. He said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain. Life Fest is worshiping God in vain. The American church system's worshiping God in vain. Promoting Life Fest, hanging its logos on your temple. The body is the temple of God. You're supposed to dress it biblically. Your metal crosses mean nothing. Your church attendance means nothing. It's outside of the truth of God. Holiness and obedience mark God's people. This is not holy obedience. This is worldly carnality that's going to lead to your wrath, neighbor. And our testing, Google Life Fest Exposed comes up. We show you line by line, false gospel, worldliness. They bring in their music whores like Toby Mac, who sells the things of God. Jesus made a whip in John 2. Jesus made a whip in John 2 for music whores like Toby Mac and all of these other wicked people.
I hope you see the light
something. Ma'am, I can see you haven't seen the light. You dress like a worldly feminist person. But God says his people come out into the light and truth and holiness. And we can see by your associations that you don't know God. People that know God follow his word, his doctrines, and his ways. And it leads you out of the world and it leads you out of churchianity. Your soul is in peril when you keep false ways like Life Fest. Judgment is coming for you, folks. The wrath of God is coming for you as you practice your false ways here, as you live in sin and worldliness. You have to repent and turn. You have to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. That is not Life Fest. That is not your Sunday church system. Carnality and sin will not inherit the kingdom of God. Spirit and truth will inherit the kingdom of God. holiness will inherit the kingdom of God. Test yourself while there's time. God will not be mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Sowing Life Fest, sowing the church systems, sowing to your flesh leads to the wrath of God. But Jesus is goodness, grace, mercy, peace, truth, hope leads to the goodness of God through repentance. Only people that want to please their flesh come to Life Fest and practice American churchianity. Only false convert goats. If you're happy to be a false convert goat, step right up. One nation under God, it's a pagan nation, sir. God's coming to judge America, not God bless America. God is coming to judge America and the world. You're headed for the wrath of God, all of you, unless you repent. Jesus said a puny few of you are going to inherit eternal life as you live in your worldly, carnal, false American churchianity. Still waiting for any man to bring the Bible and show me where we can be worldly, carnal, sinful, and claim a holy God. Oh, you stop, sir. Do you know the word of God? Can you share the gospel? Or do you just wear t-shirts in pride and vanity? You don't know the gospel, do you? Letting a feminist woman lead you down the sidewalk. You don't know the gospel because you'd preach this glorious Savior if you did. That was interesting. This man wanted to come and talk, and the woman with him is like, no, no. He stopped three times and was going to come back to talk to me. And she, like a wicked Eve, led him down the sidewalk. Did you see that, Sister Ammon?
I did.
Sister Ammon, you're going to be really happy about this. Ready?
What?
I only made the one entry video. I haven't made any other videos.
Oh, okay.
I say that because we're in a really bad data area, and videos will be really hard to upload. So I haven't made a lot of videos. When I get a good crowd, I might make one or two.
Oh, yeah. A few of them is nice, but the audios are awesome.
Audios are great.
It blends all the way
yep.
through.
Yep. Yeah. And if the only people that listen to them are really seeking, that's all we care about.
Right. I got to get down here and catch
them. Get back to work, Sister Ammon. Good job. Faithful worker you are. We're here lifting up the truth of Jesus Christ. The truth is the wrath of God is upon everyone that partakes in false ways in Jesus' name. That's Life Fest. That's the American church system. Still waiting for any man with a Bible to come and open the Bible and show me where we can be worldly, carnal, keep false ways, unite to Roman Catholicism that they do here. Every day the mass goes on here. Pagan Christianity right here. Bob Lentz, he says this, they're his mentor. The Roman Catholics, pagan, bloated, carnal, false, heretical, demonic religion, and Bob Lentz, the founder, unites to it in great sin and wickedness, teaching a false gospel, teaching a false way. And so we just love our neighbor to warn you about the error and the false ways, to call you out of your pride, your vanity, your sin, your worldliness. Godly saints don't walk around showing their bodies off. Godly saints walk in holiness, covering their temples. Godly saints honor God in spirit and truth. You can Google Life Fest Exposed. We come up number two on Google. It shows you why Life Fest is carnal, sinful, and worldly, like your Sunday church system. And look at yourself. Examine yourself. What do you love and live for? Sports, politics, entertainment, and your flesh. You're not living for Jesus. You're living for lip service Christianity. Matthew 15, that cannot save anyone. Repent, American Christians. Jesus didn't die so you could live this worldly, carnal life. Jesus died to call men out to be holy, to be set apart for his service, for his kingdom. Toby Mac unites to people like his DC Talk ex-band members who have tossed Jesus to the curb and now they support the LGBT. Toby Mac unites to them. Toby Mac is a compromised music whore false teacher. Bob Lentz is ecumenical with Roman Catholicism. The mass is going on every day here. Your church system is corrupt, united to this, the evangelical Sunday church system. Andrew Palau is going to be here. He doesn't even give a biblical gospel. He says, raise your hand and receive Jesus. Not one Bible verse. Nice try. Nice try. You tried to spit on me. Nice try. I love you, sir. Like, nice try, sir. Nice try. I love you. That's wickedness, sir. Spitting on people preaching Jesus Christ. I love you. I hope you repent. Pride and vanity and worldliness will not inherit the kingdom of God. The wrath of God is upon all of you that enter this worldly wicked place. The wrath of God is upon you. Repent and turn from your sin and your false ways, American churchianity. What, are you going to come spit on me too? Are you going to come try to spit on me?